Good morning, MGTOW, man. Just getting out here for some exercise. It's just dark as all fuck. Just a bit of cloud cover. No full moon, nothing, you know. Only starlight, and that's sort of obscured by not thick clouds, but a strong sort of haze, a thick haze. Lightweight sort of cloud, you know. But, God. Lumps in your fucking head. God. Nothing like taking a shit video. Nothing like taking a shit video and going, fuck, I'm uglier today than I was yesterday. And, I had a very, very sort of interesting family experience the other night. I regard my two cats as my sons / companions, you know. And Peanut, you might have seen in other videos. Here's the sort of, that's a hello fence post. Hello Shane. Hello fence post. Hello Shane. He's the sort of funny, as in Down syndrome type cat, you know. And he's the most ferocious hunter I've ever seen in any cat. And he's like a school of piranhas all by himself. He's just fuck, you know. And well, I'd gone on a bit of a shopping trip and I'd bought all this canned stuff, you know, because I thought, oh, it's on special, fucking rah, 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 you know, half price, you know. But what I'm sort of finding is that a lot of these canned foods are on special. They're not good value at all. They're kind of like, pretty piss poor. The main thing is their convenience. But, you know, when you're sort of paying, it's already packaged, it keeps for a long time. It's not that expensive, but in terms of just straight out nutrition and energy value, they don't have a lot going for them, you know. A 420 gram tin that has 45 grams of mushrooms in it, which is condensed mushroom soup, and then they add sort of flour to thicken it, and then they add a few other ingredients to sort of fortify the flavour, because the mushrooms by themselves, there's not a lot in there, and there's not a lot for what they can do, sort of artificially boost the flavour by adding flavours that are sort of similar to mushrooms, rather than it being, say, 200 grams of mushrooms in 400 grams of soup, you know. It's just sort of thickened water with a few additives, you know, to make it taste stronger, to boost the flavour, you know. So, it's not horrible, but it's not very good value either, you know. I'd gone on the shopping trip, bought all this stuff on special. And so I'd been, you know, chugging down these cans on the way home. Stopped in a park, had a few cans of fucking mushroom soup and cream of chicken soup and condensed vegetable soup. Oh, yes, you know, spoon in the can type stuff. And that was all right. And there was all these sort of empty sort of cans in the box with all the other good cans, all the other full cans. And there's a few other bits and pieces stuck in the box as well. And what I did was put this sort of half full cardboard box on top of a bunch of other boxes that were sort of in a heap. And Peanut, you know, he can smell the food in the cans, you know, in the empty can. So he gets up there for a look and goes, ah, get out of that, you know, so he keeps going. And then the box goes crashing to the ground with all the fucking cans and shit and everything, you know, hitting the bloody concrete floor. And, you know, I couldn't. He's hungry and he was doing a little bit of DIY, help yourself, you know, type stuff. And so what I did is I wasn't really angry, you know. I just put on a big act and roared and farted and bloody yelled and carried on, you know. And, you know, he fucked off behind the other boxes and bloody I banged those with the end of the broom and was just sort of having a bit of fun, you know what I mean? Not tormenting him, not terrorising him, just, you know, just putting on a bit of a show, you know, and, you know, entirely good-natured. But what happened is, because I've been really working with this little fella, you know, being very affectionate and loving and kind and caring and talking to him and meeting his needs and paying him attention. And when myself and the other cats meet, you know, you sort of bend over and then, you know, we all touch faces or, you know, hands to face sort of thing, you know. And we greet each other and, you know, we go let him out as a couple and I let him come get him back in as a couple. And, you know, I don't mean as in husband and wife type cat sort of stuff. I mean, as in they go out as like a little family unit. They go out as a pair of them and they come in as a pair of them wherever I can, because they have different timings and one will be out hunting and the other one will want to sleep. And so they're different, you know, a bit, you know. But, I really worked on my relationship with this little fella, you know, and from being so sort of damaged and being sort of needy and all this sort of other stuff, you know, he's feeling freed up and he's feeling very adventurous and he's feeling like he belongs and he's loved and he's part of a family and all this other sort of stuff. So what happened is this poor little cunt, he's ran off and hid, you know, around and he's wailing away. He's like a little kid who's, you know, been traumatised to the fucking nth degree, you know. You're going, wee, 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 you know, like this sort of thing. And I thought, God, you know, he's really fucking traumatised, you know. He doesn't sort of recognise that I'm just clowning around, you know. I'm not really angry, you know. And that he's unloved and he's done something really, really wrong and he didn't know what he's done wrong and he's, you know, really upset that I'm upset, you know, and just all this sort of stuff came forward, you know. And so, you know, I put a lot of work into it pretty fast to sort of reverse his trauma, you know. And that's one of those sort of things that, you know, you can't. You've got to really look after them, you know what I mean? And you can't hurt their feelings and you can't sort of neglect them and all this sort of stuff. You've got to be an interactive person and you've got to work on these relationships and you've got to develop, you know, I've got to develop as a person in meeting their needs and taking care of them. And, you know, the trust and the bond and everything sort of grows, you know what I mean? And, you know, and it's like with, you know, I don't know what's happened to him when he was very, very young, you know. He's taken off the tit too early and he's a bit of a Down syndrome sort of a cat, you know, sort of thing. But, what I've done is you don't force cats into sort of anything. Well, you might have to, because there could be some really, really important issues where they just have to be forced, you know. But for the most part, they're sort of trained into small portions, because he couldn't sort of sit still, and he'd run around in circles. He'd go from my nose, chewing on my nose, and then licking my fingertips, you know, and then running around and trying to go for my tit, and then coming back to my nose, and then going for my fingertips. And he'd do this repetition compulsion type stuff, you know. And over time, what I've done is, you know, I'd grab him and I'd pull him in close, you know, and I'd just hold him for a bit, and I'd say sweet things to him, you know what I mean? Like, you're a beautiful cat and I love you, and you're just wonderful, and it's so good to be with you, and, you know, and just caress him and cuddle him and feel, that's one of the sort of things when you're with a nice warm cat, for, you know, to be, you know, sharing your body heat with him and sharing his body heat with yourself, you know, feeling the warmth, you know what I mean? Feeling the warmth from the contact and the intimacy, you know. And just doing that, you know, just doing it for sort of just keeping him sort of captive, you know, just holding him just for a bit, you know, a little bit, you know, for about a minute or so, you know, maybe 2 minutes, you know what I mean? And slowly, slowly, slowly over time, I'm reprogramming him. And so the repetition sort of compulsion kind of mad shit of going round and round and round and round and round in circles is slowly disappearing. And I'm able to just to grab him and hold him, you know, pull him under the blankets or whatever, and just hold him close and keep him warm. You know, we both warm each other up. And to be very loving and very affectionate with him. And then after a minute or two, just let him go, you know. And slowly, you know, all these sorts of things, the bond is really strengthened. And, yeah, so that's where I can see that all the good work I've done, how traumatized he was. Traumatized he was when he was feeling unloved and uncared for, and that he'd done something really wrong and he'd really upset me, and, you know, didn't know how to deal with it and all this other sort of stuff. It was like, fuck, you know. So I made a decision not to sort of, not to do, it wasn't a bad thing that I did. It was just being, just clowning around, but he just didn't sort of understand, you know. So I made a decision not to do that again, you know. But I will shoo them out of the kitchen, you know, like, because it's not a safe space, you know, when you got the can opener or a big pot of water or something, and the cats are looking, hello, daddy, you know, and they're standing there between your legs, you know, between your feet, and you got a great big pot of fucking boiling water or something, you know, that's when. Because I can't be fucked bending right over and reaching down and trying to shoo them out. I just use a pool noodle, and as soon as they see me pick up the pool noodle, they scatter, you know. Because that's a health and safety issue. You don't want to be tripping over cats with a fucking big pot of boiling water in your hands, you know what I mean? And just things like that, and hot fat and spats, and, you know, you don't want cats near the stove looking up, you know, all that sort of stuff, so. And that's just wave it around and give it a few whacks around the place and then chase them, you know, and they just fuck off. It's just, you know. So that's an understood thing. It's not a sort of, it's a sort of good, it's done in a good natured sort of a way, because you don't want your cats getting fucking hurt. And I don't want to be going ass over on a cat, you know, with a big pot of boiling water. So, you know. Yeah, so that's one of those things about parenting, you know. These relationships are really, really important, you know, and to look after your sort of children, I guess, you know. To put their welfare first and to take time and effort to consider them and their needs, you know, that's a really important thing. So, yeah, I may not have had, as far as I know, I don't think I've ever had any real world children, but the cats are pretty fucking good people, you know. Yeah, so, you know. Yeah, just seeing how traumatized he was, that he was unloved, he felt unloved. I wasn't yelling, I was yelling at him just like, ah, you know, just, oh, the old man's got the shits up, oh, you know. Nothing sort of, not sort of screaming with rage, I'm going to kill you, you know, and going after them like that, no. And, you know, so those are really important things. These are important things. Well, that's enough of me. You know, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. I've just gone for a bit of a ride because I'm getting too slack with my exercise and this is bad. And so there's an opportunity for improvement, which is good and necessary. So, yeah, I've had a little bit of a lay down on the ground, you know. Yeah, oh, fuck. So, yeah. Gone and pedalled about 3Ks and now I'm going to sort of... I've had a little bit of a lay down. I've participated in an AA meeting, you know, which is good. You know, and a Zoom meeting. And, yeah. And it's good to love... It's good to have those creatures, you know. Because it's not like I like people, you know, and people generally do the best they can with what they have, but there's so much sort of really toxic shit, really crazy people coming from really crazy families. And the drinking and the gossiping and the gambling and all the addictions and all the fucking craziness and stuff. You know, I've been to the end of where that leads, you know, and I made a decision. I don't want to participate in that and I don't want people who are into that in my life because they're just destructive, you know. And they're running on... It's like having tapes installed in your head and they just loop over and over and over, you know what I mean? The voices of Dad and Mum, you know. And that is just so incredibly destructive and it's like getting out of all that sort of stuff and getting into the really sane and healthy stuff. And once you start to do on that sort of course, you start to see there's so many people who can't or won't do it or they can't understand it or they don't get into it. And they're just going through lives, repeating the patterns of all the shit that they grew up with. And because you're not into their shit with them, they'll do everything they can to undermine you, you know. And they say, you're the crazy ones, but, you know, they're the ones in the Lions Club and they're the ones who are saying, oh, they're good at the town, they're good at the town, you know what I mean? Yet all they're doing everything they can to stop me getting a venue to hold a fucking... Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in, yet all their kids, they're all on the piss and all their kids are on the drugs, you know. Then they're saying, oh, he's a bad man, oh, you know. So, yeah, you know. So, fuck them, you know. Let the crazies bury the crazies. So, that's about it for now. Bye.